Welcome to the coffee break, everybody. Nice to see you. It is the, what is today? Anyways, guys, I've
come Monday, April 13th.
The 13th. Monday the 13th. Welcome. Ron, one observation that I have is that when we're looking at your side of the room, it's like gamers' headquarters. And when we're looking at your wife's side, it's like she's the one doing all the paperwork.
Well, that's not true.
Bush, Dad.
Come on, Ron. Come on, discuss. You got nothing.
I don't really want to go through my wife's personal stuff over there. But she works on different craft projects, so she's always working on. She does painting, jewelry making, all kinds of things like that. So.
Good.
She's always got a bunch of stuff over there related to those crafts and things like that.
I absolutely misheard that word when you said that. I apologize. I thought it was some other word.
I have headphones and I did the same thing.
Crafts.
Yeah. I thought, no, that's... I'm sure I misheard that.
Google's speech to text. We'll see.
Yep.
Everybody's in good spirits this Monday morning?
Yes. Sure, why not?
We have a choice.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody.
Hey,
morning.
Who do we have? We've got Solby at the top left. We've got BP9 at the top right. In the middle row on the left, we've got Doug Townsend, followed by B. Marshall, a.k.a. Marshman, Ron Morissette. Down at the bottom there is me and Peter. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey. Hey. Hello. It's still holiday for one more day.
No.
Yeah.
See, I'm right back at work, Monday morning. It's been a mad day. I was like right up to the last moment hoping I could get here. Take a break for just a few minutes.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
See me.
I'm Minnie Marsh.
Hello.
Hello.
Minnie Marsh. Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hello.
How do you do? When are you going to get in here? When are you going to get in here on your own account?
When I don't have to work.
Oh,
it's supposed to be a coffee break. This is a
coffee break.
That's true. Yeah.
I only started working at 11, so.
Banker's hours. Nice. Yeah.
Remember that it's never too early to take a coffee break.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna pass y'all back though.
Say goodbye.
Good to see you.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, he's got his headphones back on. We got to be nice.
No, you don't.
He lost a shoe here.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that was a nice surprise, Marshman. Thank you, sir.
Yes. My daughter.
The last time we saw her was when she was wondering if you were going to take over the world with all of your SPC in a server.
Oh, right. Right.
Yes, great.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen her or said hello. So I think that's the first time I've seen her.
Yep. That's my daughter, Kaylee.
Nice. And she's working from home as well, right?
No, because she's a bank teller, so there isn't anything she can do. So she took leave.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because coworkers had exposure to their significant others, and she didn't want to bring it home to mom.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm sorry, Robbie, you had a question for Solbit?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the server, but as I'm thinking about bankers, and that was funny that you said bankers hours, too. That wasn't intentional, I don't think.
No, it was spot on.
That's one of the weird things is not having any open banks. So I've had to use the ATM, which I despise because I'm old school that way.
Oh, you don't like technology?
What? I don't like taking jobs from tellers like that, right? Like for general banking, I like to go in and be sociable, and I like them to know my name, and you know who you know. I call them by their first names and everything else. Right. Try to establish a rapport with my bank, and so I used the ATM and I did my Visa payment, and it's been 2 weeks and it hasn't shown up on my Visa.
Oops.
So I emailed the bank and said, you know, what's going on? Why isn't this working? And they said, I got to call Visa to sort it out. So just another one of those things that we have to deal with. So
that reminds me of an of a cool TV ad 20 years ago on Norwegian TV, when most banks were starting to push out internet banking. And at this teller, he was explaining to some woman how the banking worked. And when she got things working, she didn't have to come back to the store to do things. And she went away with the and then the next person came in. It was a beautiful woman, and all of a sudden it was the internet banking was just crap. It was not important, and you had to come.
Of course it was. Yeah. Of course it was.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Well, I managed to get Visa all excited as well, because I managed to trigger a fraud alert. Woohoo!
Nice. Oh, good.
So, yeah. So I've been mail ordering stuff because when I'm here at home, I can do stuff like, you know, mow the lawn or whatever I need to do, work on the lawnmower, that sort of stuff. And I had to get some parts in. Well, that's one side of the country. And then I made another order from a business in Atlanta, which is on the other side of the country. And, you know, since they were so close together, they thought, we'd better check on this and make sure that this is okay.
Yeah.
Not thinking that it's mail order, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem, too. Like, I'm doing a lot of online ordering because, like, honestly, I can get a lot of food stuffs that I can't. Like, I don't want to go into the grocery store right now. So lot of stuff is coming from online. So that's where, like, not being able to make a Visa payment is really frustrating.
Yeah.
But I did. So the money's...
I bet you it's a fraud alert. I bet you it's something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't make payments online?
I don't have online banking on my Visa card, that's all. So I normally would go in and pay it from... And it comes from the fact that it's a personal Visa, not a business Visa. So I have to make the payment from my business account. But you can't do that. So you take one card out, put the other card in, push in the cash, and it took the cash, but it never showed up on my Visa.
Wait, your payment never showed up?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you never got credited.
That's right.
The money left the bank, but it never got credited to the card.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. In my bank and in most of the Scandinavian banks, you can opt in the settings on the internet bank login. You can configure which part of the world your cards can work. And my card is only working in Scandinavia, which is defined as Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, and internet. So I have my card is blocked from all physical stores outside of Scandinavia, but it will work on internet orders. So
cool.
And I never travel anywhere except inside Norway and maybe just across the border for some in some shops or driving tours with my friends. So
yeah. Solbu, you got me thinking yesterday and over the past couple of days with that server that you found. So I did get onto the classifieds to see if I could find any used servers or anything like that. And I came across a site that does, like they do, I guess, used server builds. So they've got tons and tons of old Dell servers, old, like 4 years old kind of thing. Nice. So you can set the specs yourself. So I spec'd out the same thing that you got. And it came to $950 Canadian.
Oh, okay. That's okay. That's only about $100 American.
So for what you got, dude, oh my goodness. So
yeah,
I'm thinking I'm just going to have to, I don't know. I'm going to keep my eye on things. I need more storage is what I need. So.
But what caught me a little off guard was that I have another old one upstairs that I do, that I use for checking internal disks, and in the one I already have is quite noisy, and this one is just as noisy when it's booting up, and then it's quite down. But that I was not prepared for that. So it's compared to the other one, it's quiet.
So does the other one?
But compared to my desktop computers, it's noisy.
Yeah. Is the other one just keeps whirring away, like super loud?
Yeah. The fans are they're going a little up and down all the time. So.
Oh, yeah.
But it's 10, 12 years old.
I gotcha. Yeah, my home server that I use is a NAS, and Plex server is kind of like that. As soon as Plex starts transcoding video, it just starts whirring up, so you can hear it.
Yeah.
Not perfect. I want to get more. I want to start using the single board computers a lot more. I've just got to find that sweet spot with reliability, because I'm very hesitant. Like my home pie hole system is a XU4, so that I can use the eMMC as opposed to an SD card. I don't think I could trust a Raspberry Pi to something that critical.
Mm. Now, wouldn't the M2, I'm sorry, you said M2, right? Which is the
eMMC.
eMMC. Yeah. If the Raspberry Pi loses power, is it likely it too would be corrupted like the SD card would be?
A Raspberry Pi unfortunately can't take eMMC. So that's why I've opted for XU4s. So I have Odroid XU4s running my Pi hole and a little NAS that I've got going as well.
But it's a similar configuration, so the question still stands, right?
I have numerous.
An Odroid doesn't have the issue. It's a Raspberry Pi. Sorry.
I have numerous different SBCs, numerous. And the Raspberry Pis are the only ones that corrupt the SD cards.
That's it, yeah.
Oh. Only ones.
Okay. It's
a problem inherent to Raspberry Pi specifically. Yeah. So an Odroid XU4, I have never had it corrupt an SD card, period.
I'd still put them on a UPS, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do it.
Absolutely. You know.
Yeah. I would not just plug them into mains, because especially last night we had a storm blow through here and the power was blinking, and you know, it was not, it was not good for anything that's not plugged up to a UPS.
Here
the power was out for maybe half a second, but my server downstairs, which is not plugged into a UPS, did not lose power. So,
Just had enough. Nice. It had enough momentum.
Yeah,
with those spinning drives.
Yeah.
They're all generators.
Yeah,
that's coming through here now.
I checked. I unplugged one of the PSU units on my new server, and the power supply it can support on maximum load 700 watts, and not the 300 as I thought. So,
Okay, very good.
That's a decent power supply right there.
Yeah, and it's two,
it's a dual redundancy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably modules that you can pull from the back of the case, I would imagine.
Yeah.
They make extra batch blood 12 volt batch blood as well, which those have counts. Oh, and that up here, orange. I did. I make a good batch by those ones. I got a few of those as well. My old server, the went bang. The one with X on it, it went bang, and I kept the passport on it, and it worked quite well. If you go on Amazon anywhere, you'll find how to connect the thing up and make the thing work. You have to put resistors on the turn pins on the board, and the thing can use it as a 12 volt power supply. It's a long, thin one. About about that loneliness, about that sickness, about that sickness.
And I think Ron is showing off his
back. That on the bottom, that's what I made yesterday. A little, I call it a printer skateboard. I managed to put a little shelf in there so I can roll the printer in and out. Also, for my computer, I have it also on wheels so I can roll it out. And
oh, sweet.
I like the cabling on behind.
Thanks. Yeah, I did the same. My wife's computer is also on wheels, and the file cabinet is also on wheels. We put everything on wheels so that we can easily clean behind the
Works. That works if you had hard floors, but probably not so well in my situation. I got carpet on the floor so in the study, so it probably won't work so well.
And I can imagine if one has that kind of setup in on the East Coast, when an earthquake hits, that could be quite a sight. Everything moving around.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. You want to make casters. Sure you can lock them. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one you pulled out, eh?
Yeah, it's really good, about 460 watts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really quite juicy. And you just put it on that board there.
Cool.
Yeah, like that, yeah. But we have a problem with the mains that goes up and down like Tower Bridge. The computer just fell today. It blew up a drive today because the power went off. So I got to have to drive this crunch. I got to in a rich swappable bay, but good, thank God for swappable bays. You know, I don't know which one of them is called crunch, but I got data on both of them. We have one on the new data. I got it backed up somewhere else. Don't worry. Well,
I'm still trying to imagine those two UPSs that my friend borrowed 18 years ago when the power went out for 7 days. Just having a UPS system that holds the power for 8 days, that's got to cost quite a lot of money.
It's the size of a house.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You consider, though, remember how I'm going to be building this 1U little StarTech rack mount server chassis into a whole bunch of single board computers? Put that on a UPS. I'll bet you're going to get a number of days out of that because your draw is like some of those boards are like just like it's negligible. So I'm eager to figure that out. Maybe that would be a test. Like, let's plug that into a 1500 volt amp and see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
Number of hours in the battery and divided by the current taken to give you a rough idea of what the time it takes. My big one at home, he's got three big car batteries in, lorry batteries in, paralleled up, and the runtime on that is fantastic. It's about 8 hours. Because the battery goes up and down on average, yeah, people run over cables and crash into when they've had too much to drink, crash into cables, and all sorts of weird things happen over here. Because I'm out in the village, all the cables were overhead, and then they changed it because people were getting pissed and crunching all the cables all the time. So we had they dug them all under the floor now, but we still get the old power cycle somewhere. It's not very very stable, and the mains is not very stable either because they all arc weld as well, which makes the mains look horrible. If you look at the mains on the scope, it's like time wave, it's some horrible thing. I couldn't describe what it looks like when they start arc welding. Got big spikes all over the shop. And our culprit over the road in the garage, not very far away from me.
Hey, Robbie, I have all those NEM servers downstairs connected to a UPS.
Yeah.
And I think the last time I lost power, the display showed well over 300 minutes worth of time for those like 17 or 18 SBCs.
Nice.
How many boot amps is the power?
It's 1,500.
15, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And that's a big rig too. And you're transforming down, like you must have multiple transformers, do you? Or did you have like a single unit that you were plugging the power into?
I have the single unit for the Pis, and then a bunch of them that need more current than that single unit can provide. Because that single unit can provide up to 2.4 per slot. And some of the boards need at least three. So those have to be on their own little bricks.
That'll be interesting, too, to see, because I understand that like each wall wart is going to draw a certain amount of ampage that is kind of wasted, right?
Yeah.
To take Bo's idea, which is to use a step down converter from like a 12 volt or a 24 volt and power every single board from that.
Mm.
That might be, it might conserve a little more power too.
Yeah. I'd love to get something like that instead of having all these little bricks plugged in.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's going to be a fun experiment for sure.
Well, they're not very reliable anyway. They tend to go bang on you anyway. Switch for fast, but then they go bang anyway on you because they run as you know how they work. So they basically take the mains, they turn it to DC, then they put each hook up transistors which goes in drive frequency transformer 50 kilohertz, and the bases, the input of the transistors are modulated with both width and both varies with the output voltage.
Yeah, you know your way around, Peter. I'm going to take the easy way out and just use, like Bo said, maybe like a laptop power supply would be a good idea because they provide like 19 volts and however many amps, right? So I'd probably be able to power a lot off of that without getting overly complex when it comes to the circuit.
But Dell 1 will be a while. Dell 1's quite good.
I'll see what I can come up with. Because, I mean, here at work, we often have, like, e-waste that comes through because we do e-waste recycling. So we'll often have, like, a handful of 19-volt, 24-volt power bricks. So I'll try to find one that, you know, is going to go to the waste anyways and then step that down to 5 volts and see how many amps we can draw.
I thought I had one here, but I don't.
But, like, here's one of the little power supplies for the SBC. It's a 12-volt. It only draws 0.6 amps, but it outputs 3 DC.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I have to be careful. I have too many plugged in. I can end up blowing the circuit breaker in the box. So.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school 30 years ago. There was an old power station that it was closed down. It was shut down in the 60s, I heard them say. But the dam and the pipes and the equipment is still inside the old station. And it was maybe the one of Norway's last DC power plants that was shut down after everything went to AC.
Wow.
So if they wanted to, and they were in a jam, they could start up a DC power plant. That would be quite fun.
But when you switch my fast boy on, that's when the dangers, when it will go bang, because there's no inductors in the coil. Again, the coil's got to go up to give you the flux to give it the back EMF. That's when they go bang.
Yeah.
It's starting to make me think. Would it be worth looking at solar energy as well? Like,
so that's a message to hashtag PM. Make a payment saying.
Charge it a normal letter to like to mobile little idea to probably, you know, use it to charge a lead accumulator or something.
Yeah. I have that in the new studio. I've got a skylight. I wonder if I could mount something on that. Can you imagine if I was able to draw, like if I could get enough to be able to power a couple of SBCs, we could do a lot with that.
And that, you have to have a battery in there somewhere. You can't draw.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not talking direct draw, but it, like to be able to power it off of some kind of, because we're talking DC 12 volts, right? So I can probably power a number of systems off of a single battery.
And if you do that, I would also advise to have a small lamp or something to be used as emergency lights in case of power outages.
Mm.
Imagine in an office with no windows, it will be quite dark when the power when you lose power at evening.
What I meant was we charge the battery through the solar thing and then take your power for that. You could use probably two batteries, charge one and use one and then...
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Do it like that some way.
I wonder if there's some way, like, could you fail over so that if the battery depleted, could it fail over instantly to mains? Is there a circuit that could do that without any loss?
I could give you something to do that, yeah.
Something like a dead man switch.
It works. It usually works the other way around, though. This is work, right? As long as there's power on mains, it will provide power to your devices.
Right, right.
If your mains drops off, then the UPS kicks in.
The mindset of that is to back up power if power is lost. But what if we flip that around and said provide power, but if there's not enough sunlight or there's not enough power in the batteries, then switch back to the mains as the backup.
That's assuming mains is available.
Ah, that's a point, yeah.
And I guess that kind of a setup, you could easily save 50 cents in power.
With your $2,000 investment.
Now, it would depend on where you mount those solar cells, because if you put them behind the glass, you may not get enough solar energy there to
yes, if it's yeah, any, if it's like UV
it would have
glass.
To be up on the roof above right, your glass. Right. That means drilling holes in the roof to let the cables and all through all that
right.
Right. The glass would probably refract the sunlight.
Indeed.
If it's got tin in the glass, later on exhaust the UV and it won't work. It exhausts under the energy because of the glass material.
Darn. So what we learned today, boys, is that my ideas are stupid.
Not stupid.
That's exactly
practical.
That's a great idea, Robbie, except it won't work.
My boss used to say that too. He used to say, quit shooting down my great ideas. I'm sorry.
on that note, guys, we got to wrap it up for today, but I look forward to seeing you guys again tomorrow for our coffee break. Have a wonderful afternoon. See ya.
You too. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Bye.